In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of my favorite jokes goes something like this. What's the difference between God and a doctor? God doesn't think he's a doctor. Oh, come on, that was funny. Okay. Tell a joke, no matter how lame it is, you're supposed to laugh. Well, you know, that can be true of not only the medical profession. It can also be true of a lot of other professions, and it can be even true within the church. Those who have power are sometimes tempted to think that they are gods, that they have the power, they can do whatever they want, they can order things however they like, and really it is through their own abilities and through their own power, as it were, that they've achieved their position. Such was the Prince of Tyre, who was talked about in our first reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The Prince of Tyre was very successful. You know, he had all sorts of goodies. He was very powerful. And so he thought that he was God. And God said, no, you're not. You have to recognize the source of all of the good things that you have. And because you don't, you will be brought low. And we should all of that always remember that. Everything we have ultimately doesn't come from us. It comes from God. And we need to have the ability to recognize that and the humility to put ourselves at the service of God and of his laws and of his teachings. Because if you start thinking you're a God, you got problems. Who was the first thing to do that? Lucifer. And look where it brought him. Now, in the gospel today, we hear that it is hard for one who is rich to enter into the kingdom of God. Why? Well, because one of the perils of being rich is that you think you can do it all yourself. Yeah, I got enough money. If I want something, I can buy it. If I don't like something, I don't have to deal with it because I've got the money and the things that money buys in order to deal with that. So does this mean all rich people are going to hell? No. What really Jesus is trying to tell people is that what many thought of his time, and in our time also, is that those who are rich and powerful are the ones God likes. That because you have a lot of stuff, it means God likes you, he's given you more stuff, and whatever you do is okay because God likes you. And so how do we tell the people who are going to go to heaven? They have lots of stuff, they're healthy, they're powerful, they're beautiful, blah, 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 blah. And so when Jesus said it is harder for a rich man to enter into heaven than for a camel to enter in through the eyes of a needle, it blew their minds. It'd be like saying, you know, just because you're Mother Teresa doesn't mean you're going to heaven. What? If she can't get there, who can? And the point really is that none of us gets to heaven through his own power. Because for man it is impossible. We don't save ourselves. We do not earn heaven. But for God, all things are possible. So even a rich man can be saved. Even a poor man can be saved. A beautiful person can be saved and an ugly person. Because God looks at things differently than we do. And so when he says at the end of the gospel reading today, many who are first will be last, and the last will be first, that doesn't mean that all the poor people are going to heaven and none of the rich. It means God looks at things differently, and so the deck is reshuffled according to what God values. Holiness, righteousness, love, all of these things. And wherever those are found, those are the people who are blessed by God. And that's why many who are first in the eyes of the world will not be first, because they don't live up to that standard. And many who are last will be first, because many, you know, the little guy who cleans the restrooms could be the holiest person you have ever met, and he will be great in the kingdom of God, where many of the people who you think are, oh, these are wonderful, you know, they're going to go right to heaven. They ain't going to get there. It's not a matter of turning things upside down again. It is a matter of reshuffling the deck. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.